Luke, what are your thoughts on today's game?
I thought we thoroughly deserved a draw, if not more. I didn't think we deserved to lose the game, definitely. I just felt the boys' character towards the end was superb, and to get the level like we did was pleasing.
And they're a big, strong side, and you know they played very Route 1. But the keeper and the back four really didn't have much to do today.
I felt Moussa Diarra had a couple of opportunities in the early stages with a couple of balls into the box. But other than that, I thought the boys dealt with it very well, especially balls in from Williams on the long throw, and his set pieces into the box were of real quality. But like you said, the back four and the goalkeeper done very well.
And the penalty, what was your thought on that today?
If you offer anything up, especially away from home, and you get the crowd that react like the way they do, you're always given to give the referee an opportunity of giving them something. And although I felt it was a little bit harsher, I felt Payne went alongside Byron Harrison more than for the ball. But like I said, you give an opportunity for a ref to do make a decision, and he did, and they've gone and got the goal for it.
And obviously Payne's been awesome for us so far this season, but would you prefer maybe stand his feet rather than go to ground?
I said to him, I felt that the area in which Byron landed on the ball, he's only going to really cross the ball or look to shoot. And you got Grant Smith and goal, who I feel handling the shot stopping superb. So if it was centre of the goal and it was a last ditch challenge, I'd understand it. But for me, he's going away from goal in a tight angle. Maybe should have stood on his feet.
And after going behind, you changed it up with both personnel and formation. We had to wait till the 90th minute, but it paid off.
Yeah, definitely. I changed it initially, took two up, brought on AJ a little bit of pace down the sides. And I felt that we was isolating the front two, especially Morgan and Angelo. We weren't really getting the quality there, so we changed it again. And I felt we got our joy. We got a little bit more balls into the box. We had the two bodies in there and one joining from midfield. And we were lucky enough to get the equaliser from Morgan.
And I say, Morgan, he looked superb again today, and he took his chance when he got it really well.
I felt his hold-up play was superb. I felt that he dealt with the two centre-halves initially in the original shape. I thought, in fairness, Livesy, their skipper, was strong, and it was a good competitive game for them too. But overall, again, I'm very happy with Morgan Ferry, yeah.
And back to last year, we were a side that conceded goals in the 90th minute rather than scored it, but it just shows the character and the spirit we've got within the side this year.
I think fitness as well, we've got to look at that. I felt that the boys were looking stronger with the 20 to go rather than Barrow, and you score goals late on because you are fitter and more determined in opposition. So, no, I'm very pleased.
And the 26 visiting supporters that made the journey up today, got to give a special mention to them, support the side throughout the whole game, and obviously got the rewards with the equaliser.
Yeah, I'm glad we can send them home with something, because it is a long journey. And I believe they set off at 7:30 this morning, so roughly, 6 hours up and 6 hours back. So it's good to send them home with a point. They were very loud. I felt that they sung their hearts out, and the boys appreciate that. So I'm very pleased for the 26 that travelled to leave with a point.
And on to this week, we've got two tough games coming up against Aldershot Tuesday, followed by Torquay on Saturday.
Yeah, two very tough fixtures. Aldershot obviously having a superb start. I know they dropped points today against Chester. And Torquay, they're not going to be hard, but I don't feel any opposition at this level is easy. So we've got Monday to work on Aldershot. That's our main focus now, is to try and back up what we did today with the point and try and get maximum points on Tuesday.
And obviously our away form has been superb this season. Points again on Tuesday and Saturday, and our home form could still replicate that.
100%, it's something that we are looking at. We've got to try and find a solution to why we are so good away from home and possibly lacking a little bit more of a cutting edge away at home. But I feel that we've got a confidence now. There's a squad depth to us. You bring back Shakes and you bring back AJ. So there's competition all over the park.
Well done today, Luke.
Cheers, mate.